Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
You ready for it? It's all new Flirt Divert. It's a handy public service where you hand out the phone number. If you don't like the look or sound or just general demeanour of them, you hand them the Flirt Divert number. 0770-774-914.
You don't like their demeanour?
Demeanour? Where did that come from?
Right.
A bit tired.
Is that the new kind of strap line for
it? If you don't like their demeanour, hand them the number. I don't know where that came from, sorry.
It's well spoken.
0770-774-914 is the new Flirt Divert number. Get it in your phone. What's the number again?
0777-770.
Oh, God. Why can't you get it in your head?
Because I don't know.
It's really easy. 0770-774-914.
That's what I was saying. I said that.
You didn't.
To start with.
No, you didn't.
You didn't let me finish.
I didn't say that.
Nervous storm, find myself coming back out of it today after Magaloo.
Right, here's our first charmer on the answer phone.
Hello there, baby. How you doing? Michael, I had a really, really good time with you the other night, yeah. I just wish we could have worked out who Banana Man's real name was, yeah. Yeah, we're going to do that superhero thing you talked about, yeah. Okay, don't forget. Michael, see you soon.
That's on me.
They're going to do that superhero thing that they talked about.
Ew. What's the Banana Man thing he's talking about?
They never worked out Banana Man's real name.
Does it mean they're going to wear their pants on the outside of their clothes?
I don't.
That'll be it.
Hello there, baby.
Hello there, baby.
That's what the ladies want to hear. That's what it. That's it, right there.
Hello there, baby.
Also, I think this is the next one is quite complimentary. Have a listen.
Hello, Lindsay. It's Stephen Bell from Maryport. Just like to say, I had an awesome time last night, and. You know, I'm not bothered about you being a little bit our weight, like, but just call us back. Cheers. Bye.
That's quite a nice thing to say to a girl.
I'm not bothered about what?
You being a bit overweight.
That's what I thought he said.
I'm not bothered about you being a little bit our weight, like.
No, it's nice, that. He doesn't mind that she's a bit overweight. That's quite a nice thing to say.
It's a nice sentiment, but
it's a compliment.
I don't think she would have liked him saying it.
I'm not bothered about you being a little bit our weight, like.
I thought that was quite nice, I do.
No, but you should say I like your curves or something, right? No, I don't mind you being fat.
That's just as bad.
No, it isn't.
It is.
Like your curves is better than I don't mind you being fat.
I'm not bothered about you being a little bit overweight, like.
Right, try and work out what's never happened to this bloke.
Hi, I'm sorry about what happened last night. It's never happened to me before. But just give it a call and we'll get together and we'll have some passion or something, yeah? And ciao, babe.
Yeah, let's have some passion or something.
Sorry about what happened last night. It's never happened to me before.
Don't know.
Maybe he locked himself out.
Oh,
he's taken aback, locked himself out, and therefore they couldn't have any passion.
Sorry about what happened last night. It's never happened to me before.
Now, here is someone that has given the number to this girl, saying that it belongs to someone else. Listen to this.
Hi, someone gave me your number. I'm Lindsay. Like, is this actually Sharon Osborne? Can you call me on my mobile if you are Sharon? If you're not, you just think I'm a freak, but if you are, actually, no, I'm not going to give you it just in case you aren't, because you might be someone like a murderer or someone. No, you probably aren't. But, yeah, sorry. Is this Sharon Osborne? Please tell me. Bye-bye.
I think she's my new favourite.
Oh, can we hear her again? Can we please hear her again? She is brilliant.
Hi, someone gave me your number. I'm Lindsay. Like, is this actually Sharon Osborne? Can you call me on my mobile if you are Sharon? If you're not, you just think I'm a freak, but if you are, actually, no, I'm not going to give you it just in case you aren't, because you might be someone like a murderer or someone. No, you probably aren't, but, yeah, Is it Sharon Osbourne? Please tell me. Bye-bye.
Like a million thoughts running through her head there, all at the same time.
No, I will. No, actually, no, I'm not going to. Yeah.
It's not Sharon Osbourne, it's the Flirt Divert number. Sorry, love. 0770-774-914. It's for people that you just heard, like you just heard. It's all new Flirt Divert. Put it in your phone.
0777-974-914.
You know what it's all about. You meet a minger, you think, nah, you ain't having my real number. So you give him the Flirt Divert number, 0777-774-914.
Or as you said earlier, you might think they have a bad demeanour.
Now, here's somebody who found the Flirt Divert number in quite a weird place.
Hello there. You left your number on my car at Morrison's in Darlington yesterday. I tried giving you a ring last night. If you could give us a bell, that'd be cool. Find out who you are.
Right, so someone left the Flirt Divert number on his car at Morrison's in Darlington. What would it have said? Like, well, give me a call.
Call me, yeah.
Yeah.
I presume. I'm not sorry for the big dent in the side of your car. Ring this number.
Maybe they wrote...
Hello there, baby.
Now, if someone left their phone number on your car, would you actually ring it? You wouldn't.
Well, you might do. You wouldn't. Depends how desperate you are, I suppose.
A lot of people enjoyed this one very much earlier.
Hello there, baby.
He does sound a bit like the fat one off Austin Powers or Shrek, because they're both Mike Myers.
Hello there, baby.
Now, listen to this. I don't understand this at all, right? Have a listen to this one and see what you think.
Chloe, when you come out this morning, you left the bathroom window open and you haven't made the bed. Give me a call.
He sounds unhappy.
He does.
Right? If that was some kind of, like, one-night stand and he got given the Flirt Divert number, does he really expect her to make the bed in the morning? That's quite demanding, isn't it?
Chloe, when you come out this morning, you left the bathroom window open and you haven't made the bed. Give me a call.
Now, here's somebody that sounded like she might have been Mallorca with us this weekend.
Hey, baby. I want to know if you want a drink. I'm sorry. I'm a bit drunk, but no, I'm phoning you. Want to give us a drink? Get back to me. It's Charles. Bye.
Classy girl.
Oh, God, you just wouldn't, would you?
Nah. Right, coming next, one of my favourite Flirt Divert messages for quite a long time. 0777-974-914. Now, this next message is a fantastic example of why drinking and mobile phones do not go together. And that's why this guy got given the Flirt Divert number. I love this guy. This is the best one for some time. Check him out.
Hello, Emma. Hi, you all right? I've just got in from town. It was absolutely amazing tonight. And you can shake your booty. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, don't make the phone call. We said this, didn't we, when we were in Mallorca?
We did, yeah.
Someone should invent the breathalyzer phone, and you blow into it. And then it bars you from making phone calls.
Not because either of us had done it in Mallorca, we were just talking about it.
We were just saying that someone should invent it, that's right. Yeah.
And you can shake your booty. Oh, yeah. Mm.
And he goes on, and on, and on.
And what you can do on the dance floor, well, whatever you can do, I can do better, darling. Oh, yeah. I'll have to show you sometime, all right. So, give me a ring, give me a text. Whatever you want. And then, we'll go out, me and you, night out, and we'll do some proper dirty dancing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
No, stop it. No. Oh, please hang up, but he doesn't.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And he continues.
Text me whenever you like. I don't care. But, that skate he's wearing, darling. Oh, that was proper delish. Delish, I tell you.
Delish, I tell thee.
Delish, I tell thee.
How amazing is he? Right, check the next bit out.
Right, anyway. Ring me, text me, whatever you like. I'll take you out for a proper night out. And I'll drink you under the table, darling. You said you was a big drinker. But I can't believe that until I see it. So this is a challenge for you.
I always find that when I go out. Like, that's a greater chat-up line. I'm a big drinker, me. Because the more I drink, generally, the more attractive I become. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a way of winning over the girls to drink them under the table.
Yeah.
You said you was a big drinker.
Nice.
not a meal for two or anything. No. I'll drink you under the table.
It's like, oh, I'm looking quite hot now. I'll have another bottle of wine. They'll absolutely love me. I'm a big drinker, me.
And you can shake your booty.
Yeah, he's my favourite. Yeah. Oh, God.
Diglish, I tell you. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.